Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 34, Johannesburg 32, Mahikeng 37. The ANC says it has relieved Obed Papela from his duties as its deputy chairperson and member of the party's National Executive Committee Subcommittee on International Relations. This after Papela met with the Moroccan Minister of Foreign Affairs on Monday on strengthening the economic and trade relations between South Africa and Morocco. ANC spokesperson Mahlengi Bengi Motsiri says this contradicts the party's long-standing policies and principles regarding Morocco's occupation of Western Sahara.
Furthermore, the ANC Secretary General will be referring his matter to the Chief National Presenter to prepare for the institution of disciplinary action due to the violation of the Constitution when he failed to comply and implement resolutions of the Conference, a resolution on Western Sahara.
The Gauteng Education MEC Matoma Chilwane says the more than 70 Carltonville pupils who were admitted for suspected food poisoning have all been discharged. The group of female pupils from various schools attended a matric camp when they started experiencing stomach cramps and diarrhea. Chilwane says while the cause of the ailment is still being investigated, the group of male matric pupils have arrived at the campsite to continue with an academic support program.
It's a parent who's been sourced to cook for those children from the local mine, sponsoring the catering for the learners in those camps. But we're investigating as to what could have happened, and when we get a final report as to what was it that caused the learners discomfort, then we'll know what to do. But what makes us happy is that those 70 learners are home.
The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to an anti-nuclear proliferation movement formed by the survivors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki atom bomb attacks. Reacting to this announcement, Roland Henwood, lecturer at the Department of Political Sciences at the University of Pretoria, says it seems like that it's a matter of time before Iran obtains its own nuclear weapon. This comes amid increased tensions in the Middle East, with Iran and Israel taking escalating steps in their war. But Henwood says it would be very unlikely for Iran to actually use nuclear weapons.
It would rather be, as in most other governments' case, an argument of I'm developing the technology to protect myself from being attacked by others because they will think twice, they will treat me differently. That's the logic that North Korea followed, that's the logic that India and Pakistan followed.
And the South African Weather Service has issued a heatwave advisory for this weekend, with temperatures already rising yesterday. Forecaster at the service, Edward Engelbrecht, says the heatwave is expected to reach large regions of the country.
There's a few heatwave tips as well, like avoid going out in the sun, especially between the hottest period of the day, between 12 and 3 p.m. And then obviously to stay hydrated, drink sufficient water and as often as possible.
Amiel Pienaar hoofdminister het die ANC lig op het Papela vanuit sy rol na beweerde onreëlmatige buitenlandse besoek.
Weird. Baie weird. Ek sta nou hier, jy sien ek sta die hele tyd.
Mm-hmm.
Maar ek sê, kyk my rond, ek sê, waar is my skoene? Spoegwolf. Ek kyk rond, ek sê, ek sê nou daar nie, ek sê, waar hy, ons my skoene. Then I realized I came to work no shoes.
Oh, wow.
Letterlijk, Boerenseen, right, Vrystaat. I literally came to work with no shoes.
Jack Red FM plays more.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
What you love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this. Number 20.
You keep bringing up the history. You can't get it off your mind. And we're